with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mythful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guy Show each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live from Traverse City down to Ann Arbor and everywhere in between. It's going to be a great day to get out and do a little grilling. We're talking a little bit about cold weather grilling today. Wrapping up deer camp season ended yesterday. And noticed on our Facebook, Mike Wilson sent us a nice recipe on the Grilling Guy's Facebook page about his grilled venison with bacon. Bob, I don't think anything is bad with bacon, but it really helps venison. Wouldn't you agree?
I'm pretty sure it's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, it's all of that and more.
Because I had some this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Four slices of aphrodisiac with your eggs. Yeah. But anyway, as we move into the winter season, it's right around the corner. We want to talk a little bit about barbecuing in cold weather and give you some tips regarding that, because it's going to happen. The grilling guys don't put their grills away for the winter, and we hope you don't as well. But there are some things that you need to take into consideration as you prepare for the winter grill. And I want to run down a few of those. The first one is find a good spot. And what I mean by that is if your grill is mobile, if it's not stationary on your deck, get out of the wind a little bit. That's going to do two things. That's going to let your grill get hot quicker, and it's also going to keep you warmer when you're out of the air. What's another one, Bob?
Well, I think that one in itself needs a little expansion, because if it is, you mentioned something that's pretty good. What if you can't move it?
Right.
You know, then in that case, I would do something like, I've got this really cool umbrella that I bring to my daughter's soccer games, because in the spring soccer is like colder than heck, and it's just a big umbrella with a pole that you stick in the ground, but it's got these flaps that drop down on the sides. You know, make yourself up some sort of a little weather shield around your grill and leave it up all winter. Just whether it's some canvas or just a windbreak or whatever, you want to keep the snow and ice off the thing, and you want to keep the wind from blowing your hot coals around or blowing your flame out, literally blowing it out, as you and I have experienced before.
Yeah.
In high winds like at Ferris. So I think finding the spot is important. If it is a mobile grill, it's much easier because the wind shifts all winter long. You can go to a side of the house or your garage where the building's acting as a windbreak for you. But in that same venue, don't forget, if it is charcoal or even some gas, watch out for your floor protection. If you're putting it on a wooden deck, charcoal in particular burns a lot of houses down. So the wind, again, blowing those hot coals and hot ashes out, a real danger in the winter. It's just windier in the winter.
Right.
And they make some, I've made my own before, but they make some cool little, they almost look like rubber floor mats that you can put under your grill. And it's a fireproof, you know, material, some sort of a petroleum-based product,
right,
that is fire retardant. So,
and don't make the mistake of trying to get out of the wind and pulling your grill closer to the house.
Ouch.
That's not the way to do it.
You could actually, you know, melt your siding, Joppy.
Yeah. Not that I have, but, well, yeah, I guess I did, didn't I? But anyway, another thing that is a good tip is either cook things that cook really fast or really slow. I mean, if you can get an item on the grill and you get it done in 2 or 3 minutes, a lot of appetizers are that way. You know, not a big roast, but you could probably do a steak in 4 or 5 minutes because you could go inside between flips and do that, because that way you can go back inside, let the grill do the work, go out, flip the meat, come back inside. I think that's another good tip that everybody should be aware of.
Excellent point. Here's one thing that, you know, and if you look online, there's all sorts of cold weather grilling tips, some good, some bad, but very, very often they're very, as you and I discovered this morning doing our own research this week, we had very similar lists.
Right.
And not that you have to have the internet to develop these lists, but let's face it, it's awful nice to see what other people think sometimes to make sure you're not forgetting something.
Right.
Especially when you're on 12 stations.
Yeah. And another one that I think is real important is plan ahead. bad a little bit because your grill takes longer to get hot in the cold weather. And if you've got a time when you want to serve dinner, you better add 10, 15 minutes potentially because two things. One, the grill needs a little bit longer to get hot, especially if it's charcoal. And the second thing is it may not cook as quickly as you would in the summer because you're losing heat on the side of the grill. And when it's cold outside, that metal's going to draw that heat out of the grill and not up onto your food. So a couple items to consider there when you're doing this cold weather grilling.
Right. So my point about the list is that the second thing I came up with was extra fuel. If it's charcoal in particular, you're going to definitely, if it's a metal smoker like the good one, you're going to go through more charcoal in the winter. If you're using a ceramic cooker like a Primo, something like that, then, you know, it's got more insulation around it and it will not burn as much charcoal, but it's still colder. It takes more charcoal to get that ceramic heated up. If it's gas, same deal. And the nice thing about grilling in the winter with a gas grill is if you look at your tank, you can see your fuel level very easily
because
your frost line sticks with that fuel level. So something definite to consider there. And if it is like a metal grill, you can actually make a blanket out of it, out of a water heater blanket, which is a really cool little way to put some insulation around it. But there's a whole bunch of ways to put insulation around it.
One last thing that I'd like to mention is a thermometer. This is a great time to use your meat thermometer when you're grilling because with the difference in grills, I mean, I know how my grill cooks. I know the approximate time for depending on what I'm making. But in the winter, that all takes a little bit longer. And again, whether you like a steak in the winter or a steak in the summer, medium rare is medium rare. You're going to want it cooked to that right temperature. And if your equipment isn't working the same as it does during the spring, summer, and fall when you're in the winter, you might want to bust out that digital thermometer and just take a temp on what it is you're cooking to make sure it's done to the right temperature because if it could take a little longer for it to get there, but if you overcook it, you're going to ruin your meat. So I think it's even more important in the winter to have that thermometer working.
Well, and there again, your remotes like the iGrill. We had the iGrill on here a couple weeks ago. Perfect time for an iGrill.
Right.
Because it's cold outside. If you've got something slow going out there, you put one in your meat and one in your bake chamber.
Right.
Or put one outside to keep an eye on your outside temperature.
Yeah,
a lot
absolutely.
Of people like to know the outside temperature, which you can do by just putting your head out the door.
And my last tip today about the cold weather grilling is use a koozie, okay, because it insulates your hand from the cold beer while you're grilling so that your hand doesn't get cold while you're drinking your beer. Keep a mitten or a glove on the other hand with the tongs. Keep that beer right hand. I grill with my left hand. It's the way to go, man. That's
a
the best tip I can
in the winter.
Get.
That in the seems kind of silly.
Hey, man.
You're going to have a glove on.
It keeps my hand warm. I'm telling you. I don't like drinking with a glove.
These problems we have at the grill.
Yep. Exactly.
There's plenty of more tips that we'll follow up on later, but some really good things to consider in cold weather grilling. And I've got quite a few other things that I just started making a list of some of the things I do that as a habit, and I tend to do a lot of these year round after a while because they make sense in the warm weather too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, coming up next, we're going to dive back into the beer vat, and we've got our friends from Brewery Vivant, award-winning brewery. They're going to be joining us here in the next segment, and you're going to want to listen to this guy because he's got some very, very unique beers that are national award winners. They're available in stores. They're available right in his brewery here in Grand Rapids. So stick with us. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're going to drink it up.
So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think if I...
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.